Independent Public Radio serving Northwest Minnesota and Northeastern North Dakota. We are Pioneer 90.1. It is a Thursday afternoon, just after 3 o'clock, and time for our regular segment with the North Dakota Museum of Art, based in Grand Forks. And we have a special guest joining us by phone. His name is Adam Kemp. And good afternoon, Adam.
Good afternoon. Nice to speak to you.
Thank you for joining us. Adam is going to be talking about his artistic history, how he was involved in the world of art from his youth and his journey to Grand Forks. Before we do that, though, I'd like to talk about upcoming events, if we could, Adam, at the Museum of Art. What's on the agenda short term?
Short term, we've got this weekend quite a bit of going on. We've got the world's happiest blues man coming to town, Big Ron Hunter.
Mm-hmm.
He is playing on Saturday evening at 7 p.m. That's $10, and children under 12 admitted free. And then he's doing a Sunday with a brunch, which is $25 for adults and $10 for students. Again, children 12 and under admitted free. That's part of a Music Maker Relief Foundation. That's a music relief foundation out of North Carolina that helps older folk blues musicians keep making a living.
Yeah, and the great thing about the Sunday brunch, too, is Chef Justin Welsh has a fantastically yummy brunch schedule, too. So,
I can highly recommend it.
Well, what else is coming up?
And then we have in the summer, we're gearing up for summer art camps.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a series of six workshops where you work with different artists from the area. I'm one of those. And the children from 6 to 13 can attend, and they get to build and create wonderful things on and off for 6 weeks. Those start in June and end in August, and the registration date for those is for members, I think, is coming up. It's like April 17th or 18th, I think. And then for non-members, April 19th is the opening day. Those are a lot of fun. I'm one of the artists, of course, so I wouldn't do it unless it was fun. But
sure.
Right. And then, of course, right now we've got a fantastic, if you're looking for a cheap date or somewhere to take the kids where they're not trying to sell you anything, Elias Simi is got a current exhibition. He does all kinds of wonderful tapestries and sewing pieces. He's got some monkeys made out of mud. He's from Ethiopia.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful stuff. It's you know, there's some complex issues, but it's pretty kid friendly, and like I say, it's you can't beat the price. And that's about all I've got in front of me right now. I'm sure as I'm talking, they'll give me more stuff to talk about, but
yeah,
that's where we're at.
Well, a prime example, Adam, of what's going on at the Museum of Art. Lots of activities, events, and services that the museum offers. Our guest again is Adam Kemp. He's a Grand Forks artist. And I'm not an expert on linguistics, but I detect an accent, and it's not Norwegian. No,
you're hearing working-class, middle-class English from the London area of England mixed with more than 20 years of Grand Forks, North Dakotan.
Mm.
So I now, apparently, according to my own mother, sound like I'm from New Zealand. I don't know whether she's trying to disown me or not, but,
Oh, that's great. Born in England, when did you have an early interest in art, Adam?
Well, you know, as I get older, I'm sure this happens to you, but various memories come back for different reasons, and I still remember one of the most influential things is seeing a painting by my older brother, my eldest brother. I've got three brothers, and I just remember looking at it going, wow, you know, that's pretty interesting. I want to do that. And then I had an interesting path through high school, and one of the things that kept me out of serious trouble was the art department, who realized that I had the ability to study.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not the most talented person. I'm certainly not the most talented drafts person, but I practice, and one of the great things the art teacher introduced me to was practice, and that started when I was about 14, seriously.
Okay.
You know, at that point, I still wanted to be an astronaut. You know how that is.
Mm-hmm.
But then that developed into a scholarship, which helped me get into a college. So it's sort of been that kind of relationship ever since, really.
All right. And from England, you wind up in Grand Forks, North Dakota. How did that happen?
Well, a friend of mine invited me here. And I ended up building a sculpture with him that now stands in University Park in Grand Forks.
Mm.
So I was the cheap in-source labor, and in exchange for that, I got, and when I say cheap, I do mean cheap.
Mm-hmm.
When I got done with that, I managed to work it out that I could work towards a master's program. So then I stayed.
Wow.
I hate to say it, but I love to say it. I actually like the space.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And if you didn't like the space, why would you be here, right?
Exactly,
right.
Exactly. And so how are you tied to the North Dakota Museum of Art? How is your involvement there? What details do you have as far as your activities?
Over the years, I've volunteered here. I like the people, and they didn't pay me to say that. I volunteered here. I do workshops through the museum. I contribute to their various auctions, and I like their food and cafe. Once in a while, I get to work off a lunch here and there, which is kind of fun.
Sure, sure.
And actually, to be honest with you, it just seems like a natural fit for the most part. As an artist trying to do things on a different level, my question to somebody would be, why wouldn't you have a relationship with them? You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's another, more importantly than anything else, I suspect, is I love bringing my kid here. It's a great place just to walk around and look at interesting things, which I probably wouldn't see elsewhere in the community.
Mm-hmm. As I look at your name, Adam Kemp, and your description, artist, define that for me. How are you an artist?
You know, I got to tell you, as an ex-punk rocker, I'm not really into definitions. The whole artist thing for me is I have a hard time with it. I just don't know what to tell people about it. I mean, I can tell you what I do every day, but I really don't know what it means.
Mm-hmm.
And I suspect if I really knew what it means, I would probably quit.
And have a very dry sense of humor, too.
Well, right.
Yeah, because I hear people describe themselves as, painters, sculptors. They deal in watercolor, acrylics, and that kind of thing. So,
yeah, well, I mean, I do all that.
Yeah.
And that's part of the trade, as it were. But... it's a hard one, really. I mean, it's a constant journey, but sometimes a journey is just trying to find food and
mm-hmm.
money. I mean, it's not, it's financially, it's not one of the most celebrated professions in our current society, but on the other hand, I've had people be very generous to me and supportive, my wife included, who enjoy it. I just don't know how a person defines it.
Well, could I use one word, and that's happiness? It brings you joy.
But here's the funny thing about that, and I don't want to be devil's advocate here, but my relationship with it is not that simple.
Mm-hmm.
I once in a while, somebody verbally kicks me in the behind and reminds me that I'm very fortunate that I have something that I care and love about, and love and I'm passionate about as a way to make a living. And of course, I look at them and say, living? subsistence existence might be a more accurate description, but there's some small farmers that would say the same thing.
Yeah,
you know what I mean, it is happiness, and it's also a complex relationship for me.
Sure,
and
sure.
I think that's what makes me keep reinventing what I do. Is you're always kind of looking for different solutions to different problems. That's part of the adventure.
Yeah.
I mean, right now, I'm actually, half of my job is functioning as an educator. I mean, out of the educational system, I do workshops quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
And I would, right now, half of my existence is a form of teaching.
Sure.
I've come up with so many answers over 20 years,
mm-hmm.
and they're all basically fabrications because I still don't know how to describe it.
Well, you're growing every day like we all are.
Yeah, well, that's great.
Yeah,
thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for the easy
yeah,
out there.
Yeah, you're discovering yourself as I am, and it's a wonderful thing. Yeah.
Well, right.
You're not stagnant, and that's great. Yeah, that's
yeah. There wonderful. Are times when, there's nothing that wakes you up faster when you realize you've painted your way into a corner. That is like, oh my goodness. Now, the beauty of education, however you get it, is that you know that that's not a insurmountable problem. You can get out. But, there's sometimes, the other day I was doing something, I thought, oh my goodness, I am so repeating myself here, I got to do something else.
Mm-hmm. That's right, exactly right. Well, I wish we had more time, Adam. If you would, recap what's coming up at the Museum of Art short term in Grand Forks.
Absolutely. Saturday and Sunday, you've got Big Ron Hunter Saturday in the evening, Sunday at 11 a.m. brunch, the World's Happiest Blues Man. I think there's information on their website about that.
Mm-hmm.
And then we've got the summer camps coming up. And if a person wanted to come into town for a day out, the Elias Sime exhibition is well worth the look. There's lots of fun stuff to look at. Stuffed goat skins, mud monkeys, and beautiful sewing. And, of course, the cafe here has a great lunchtime.
It does. And, of course, your workshops are coming up this summer, too.
Yes, they start in June and end in August, and you can go online and start registering for those the 17th, 18th, and 19th of this month.
If you would, Adam, give us that website address and also a contact telephone number. The one I have is area code 701-777-4195 for tickets, for more information. And then the website address is what?
www.ndmoa.com.
Adam Kemp, Grand Forks artist, and also a very important part of the North Dakota Museum of Art. Thank you so very much.
Thank you very much for your time.
Adam Kemp on Pioneer 90.1.